Thank you all today. The title of today's message is Stand Out. I especially liked the sunflowers that were picked. And if you saw one kind of up above the rest, kind of standing out in a field that was full of sunflowers, I thought it was very appropriate, especially considering we're in Kansas. So as we begin this message, let's talk and include God. Thank you, Father, Son, and Spirit, for your absolute love for us, for your gift of life, for the blessing of relationship with you, but for all of those that you brought us in contact with to be able to develop that brotherly and sister relationship. What a blessing. And as we go through today's message, God, you speak the words you want spoken. You certainly allow those to be heard intentionally to each one as you desire. God, this is totally and completely about you, and we praise you and ask for your loving care in Christ's name. Amen. Standing out. I know as a little kid all the way up, you're taught to kind of conform or to blend in, to be a part of society. Those that stand out can bring either good or bad. But we're going to talk about a couple of different aspects of that today. We're going to start with a fad. Think about the fads, things that were part of a standing out through the generation. Some of these fads go clear back to the 20s of 1900. Think of the neckties, the wide or the little narrow skinny ones. You think about in the 50s and 60s, they were really just these little narrow thread of a necktie. But if you didn't have one of those neckties, depending on that time, you really did stand out. Hats. Hats have been worn for decades. And it's interesting that the invention of the automobile kind of reduced people wearing hats. They used to wear them for protection, but once they were in a car, they no longer needed them. But through this, the eras, there's, you know, the ball cap, the trucker's cap, the fedoras. There's different generations wore hats. You go back probably 50, 60 years ago, and there were trench coats that the men wore. That was a part of the culture. Today, you rarely would see that. And if you did, they would stand out very prominently. Tie-dye shirts. Those go back to some of my childhood, and many of you may remember those. Bell-bottom jeans. You know, if there was anything that I'd like to see come back, for me, I liked bell-bottom jeans. As a child in school, that was what we wore, and if you didn't, it was really evident. Leisure suits. That brings back a memory maybe for some. Fanny packs. They're a little more recent, but they were part of it. Something that is still probably a little bit prevalent is sagging pants. Shoulder pads, and I'm not talking about football, but women wore shoulder pads under their blouse or their dress decades ago. The haircut called the mullet, where the hair was long in the back and short on the side. Corsets were very popular at the turn of the century in the 1900s. Many might remember a poodle skirt that was worn. These are all fads that have come and gone, and we can look back on them and in some cases laugh, in some cases, if we're in the picture, maybe cry about how silly some of these things really look by today's standards. You know, the question is, did any of these bring back a memory? Did it make you smile? But the whole point of the fad was a desire to fit in, to conform to those around you. You didn't want to stand out. You just wanted to be a part of the crowd. What other ways of standing out may come to mind? Someone that's loud or rude, mean, a bully. Those are people that definitely we can relate to as standing out. So the question is standing out to be noticed, is it good or a bad thing? We're going back to Romans, the Apostle Paul, and we're going to pick this up in Romans 12, 1 through 2, the first verse. We'll ultimately go through verse 8 of chapter 12. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking, that you just blend in. And today's translation that I'm using is the Message. I intentionally have changed different translations through the weeks, but this one kind of makes some of these verses really stand out, and that's the theme of today. So we'll continue now with Romans 12. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down into its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. When it gets down to it, you're not your own anymore. You belong to Jesus. Your soul, mind, and body belong to Him. Listening and following God does not bring you down. God brings the best out of you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourself as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not what we are and what we do for Him. Our calling today is to cease giving ourselves over to the ungodly ways of this broken world and to embrace who we are as the called out ones, the children of God. Then Paul continues, and we'll pick this up in verse 4. In this way, we are like the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people, those around you. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of His body. But as a chopped off finger or a cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these exceedingly formed and marvelously functioned parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. You know, as those fads come and go, as we look back and think about it, is that who we really are? Just a conforming person to blend into society? I'm going to repeat part of the last section. Let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. And if we get caught up in the day-to-day blending in, we can become and find ourselves doing and being something that we really aren't. We are children of the living God. Is that something that when you get up in the morning and say, "Hi, Dad, I'm here today, let's go," you show me what to do and you live as that child all day long, you look to God and say, I'm having trouble with this right now, or thank you for this blessing. As a small child would come to you and share their thoughts, their beings, their things that are happening. That's what God wants us to be. To trying to be something we're not doesn't work. We are children of the living God. Your life in Jesus is not a fad, nor is it temporary. It's not something we will look back on and how silly we looked or act. Although we might look back and see how God and Jesus has changed us through the years. If you dial back and look at where you were with Jesus maybe 20 years ago, 40 years ago, to where you are today, I'm sure you will notice a difference. And it may be a little funny to look back and recognize, but in some cases, it may be, I need to reclaim some of that belief, that innocence, that energy that I recognized as a new found Christian in God. It's an interesting thing to think about and look at your life's journey. All the parts not only appreciate each other, but depend on each other. Now, I'm going to break this down just a little bit, and you're going to have to bear with the analogy a little, but say one of you is the stomach, and another is an arm, another is a hand, another one is the mouth, and another one is the teeth. You know, I think the stomach is appreciative of all the parts because they're not going to get to eat without all of those components working together. And that's kind of a goofy analogy, I realize, but we all are a part of a body of Christ. There is a celebration of diversity and a difference rather than an attack on it. We can celebrate each one and the joy that each one brings. C.S. Lewis is quoted, "The unique makeup of each person is accentuated and brought to life by Christ." Jesus in your life changes everything. We'll go back to Romans 12 and pick it up in verse 6. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. Relationships, love, diversity, and celebration. These are the rich and dangerous ideas of what it means to be God's people. It's full of challenges to be God's people. But we have the ever-present Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit living in us to face those challenges as they come along. We are called to stand out. Everything we are and everything we do points to Jesus. Our standing out is not about us, but about what Jesus is doing in your life, in each one of our lives. To summarize today's message, our relationship to God is chapter 12, 1 through 2. You can go back. Verse 1, give God your body. He wants you to give yourself. Give God your mind from verse 2. Give God your will again from verse 2. Our relationship to other believers picks it up in 12 verses 3 through 16. in verse 3, have an honest evaluation. Verses 4 through 8, faithful cooperation. That's what he's asking for. And we did not read it, but you can continue to read verses 9 through 16. It's a loving participation with Jesus in what he is doing in your life. Let your life be a representation of Jesus. Stand out. Give yourself to Jesus. You can do so much by just living life with Jesus. People will notice it's not in their face, but they notice. And they may ask you a question or two. That's the opportunity to share, to teach the words Jesus puts in your mouth. It's a gift that we have, and we need to remember to not necessarily always fit in with those around us. Live your life with Jesus guiding. Let him use you in whatever manner that you stand out. It's something that we can always look on and feel positive, because it's not about us. It's about what Jesus is doing in us. What a gift that is. Thank you for joining us today. We would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, we can be reached on our website, gcderby.org, or at our Facebook page, Grace Communion Derby. Have a blessed week.